And you will recall that staff had asked you to consider as a streamlining method the incorporation of a consent agenda, which would be for minor after-the-fact projects that had been subjected to a public interest review, for which staff had negotiated a suggested civil charge and penalty with the applicant. This is the first such project that we're bringing to you, and this is a gentleman by the name of Jeff Hebenstreet. In essence, the boathouse that was authorized was built taller than was included in the application permit drawings. It was done as a result of, after securing the permit, Mr. Hebenstreet apparently bought a larger boat, needed additional clearance. Neither he nor his contractor thought that that height deviation would require modification from the commission. It does. Obviously, our permits attach the drawings, and the drawings are the standard by which compliance is measured. We subjected it to a public interest review. Initially, the adjoining property owner to the south objected to it, the additional height. They worked that out, so there's no protest, no one. We subjected to an additional public interest review and newspaper advertisement. No one objected to it. We do believe that the deviation was minor, and in fact, had he come forward at the time that he was buying a new boat and asked for modification, staff would have recommended approval. So as a result, and utilizing your matrix, which is in the front of the book, based on the degree of deviation and environmental impact, we've negotiated with Mr. Hebenstreet a civil charge of $1,200 based on minimal environmental impact and a moderate degree of noncompliance, and a triple permit fee of $300. And I'm recommending that the commission endorse that as a resolution in lieu of further enforcement of that after-the-fact application.
Okay. Any questions from the commission? Bob, I have one. Do you think in your discussions with them they were more concerned from a legality perspective on the length and the width versus the actual height? Is that, in other words, they believe that the height did not?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Schick?
Yeah. Are we considering any civil penalties against the contractor?
We did not. It's really something that staff would have recommended approval, and whether the communication, miscommunication and misunderstanding was a result of the homeowner or the contractor, that we, in this instance, lumped it together and felt that had they applied after the permit had been issued, in all honesty, we probably would have administratively, if it had been no protest, administratively have issued the modification for the additional height.
Any further questions? Is Mr. Hebenstreet or his contractor here, or do they want to be heard, Justin? Mr. Hebenstreet, do you want to, where's Mr. Hebenstreet? Mr. Hebenstreet, do you want to say anything to the commission, or he's explained it thoroughly? All right. Yeah, I need you to come up. If you're going to make any comments, I need you to come forward. If not, okay. Thank you, sir. Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the fact that the staff has developed this page three process for us. I think it will significantly streamline our procedures. And based on what they work out with the applicant, I would move to approve item 3A.
Motion made to approve item 3A is recommended by staff by Mr. Robbins. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Mr. Robbins, if you hold on just a second, I need to talk with counsel just one second. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that this meeting be recessed and that the commission immediately reconvene in closed meeting for the purpose of consultation with legal counsel and briefings by staff members